Listen to the voices of our world.
My son was killed not because of the terror. You get killed because there is no peace in the region.
There's no difference between us. We have the same blood color. We got the same taste of tears.
Two states in this land between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean, for the Palestinian, for us, is something that can be reached.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Today, we'll hear how a Palestinian and an Israeli Jew are transforming the pain of death in their families into vehicles for dialogue and reconciliation. What's the best thing to do after a fight? Open a conversation. But how do you do that when you've been taught all your life that the people you've been fighting with are your enemies, that they want to kill you, that they hate you? Add to that a language barrier and a physical border. So how can all this be overcome? Ask those who lost close family members. They've already experienced the worst, so they're not afraid of difficult situations. In Israel, Eleanor Ostrinsky found a great example of a groundbreaking organization founded on the premise that if bereaved families can meet each other, share their stories, work through anger, pain, and blame, then maybe ordinary people who have not experienced such sadness can also come to a point of reconciliation. The Parents Circle, Families Forum, has more than 500 families who get together at least twice a year to cry and find common ground. Besides the Bereaved Families Forum, the Parents Circle has taken bold steps to promote reconciliation, coexistence, and peace. With their Hello Peace program, Israelis and Palestinians can request to speak to someone on the other side of the border via a toll-free number. In the last 2 years, more than 800,000 phone calls have been placed, and friendships have been forged between people who may never be able to meet each other in person. On a sunny day in Tel Aviv, Eleanor Ostrinsky spoke with Ronnie Hershenson, a bereaved father, board member, and staff member of the Parents Circle Families Forum.
My name is Ronnie Hershenson. I'm 63 years old. I'm born in Jerusalem. I live now near Tel Aviv in Ramat Efal. I'm married to Miri, and we had 5 children, 3 daughters and 2 sons. I lost my son Amir in 22nd January 95. Amir was a soldier in the paratroops, and in that Sunday he was killed by a suicide bomber, he and 21 soldiers with him, 1 civilian. It was Bedlin Junction, where all the soldiers get together to take a trip to the bases in the West Bank. And then come another suicide bomber and blow himself. So my son was killed by the second suicide bomber when he tried to help the casualties. Few months later, I got a letter from a friend, Yitzhak Frankenthal, asking me to join a group of bereaved families who support the peace process, because that days was the beginning of the Oslo agreement and the peace process, and it was big demonstration from the right wing extremes against the government and its policy. The bereaved families from the right wing was the hardest for the Yitzhak Rabin, because they say we lost our dear ones because of this conflict, and we ask you not to talk to the enemy because it's on our blood. And when I got this letter, it was after I saw a poster in the street with a lot of pictures of those people who got killed since the beginning of the peace process, when the Oslo Agreement. This poster was with the picture of my son. This poster says, stop talking to the enemy. And I was very angry because of that. So I thought I must do something. They can't use the memory of my son to stop the peace process. Because I knew from the first beginning that my son was killed not because of the terror. You get killed because there is no peace in the region. So how come they use it against my beliefs, against my goal, to try to bring reconciliation between two people? Unfortunately, it's not the last tragedy that I share. Because in the beginning, in this last intifada, in 28th of September, year 2000, the day that Arik Sharon went up to the Temple Mount, same day, the first soldier got killed in Gaza Strip, named David Beery. He was a good friend, best friend of my younger son, Elad, that was also a soldier, 19 years old. 3 weeks later, Elad commits suicide, leaving a letter that he can't stand the anymore, the pain, and there is no hope. So one directly, one indirectly, I'm victim of this conflict. Then after that, I was living in Jerusalem with the family, a nice house. We left the house with our clothes, leaving everything behind. We felt that we have to close some door because it was horrible to live in a house which I raised my two sons. And we went to live near my daughters. I have three daughters and six grandchildren, and try to manage to somehow, day by day. And I can't work anymore. I do all my job is just with the parent circle.
How did you even come to the point where you could even speak to other families?
You mean Palestinians? No problem, because they are the same side as me. They are not at the other side. All those people, Israeli, Palestinians, which believe the same, that the violence is not the way to solve the conflict, they are in our side. Other side are Israelis and Palestinians, the things that by power, by gun, or by force, you can solve the conflict. I don't divide it by Israeli, Palestinians. The bereaved families, Palestinians, they all suffer the same as me because of this conflict. And something that very hurts is everybody knows what the solution is, more or less. And the politician or the leaders don't have the courage to move forward and do what have to do. Two states in this land between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean for the Palestinians, for us, and Jerusalem to be a capital for both states. This is something that can be reached. Just have to give up some dreams of the Israelis, some dreams of the Palestinians, and we can reach it. It's no problem. Now, the only question is, how many people will kill, how more blood will spend to reach this agreement.
And how did you decide to create this family circle forum?
Because I saw how people that lost their family members from the right wing, they use their pain to increase the hatred. I think it's wrong. Well, I lost my son, I didn't lose my head. Cycle of violence, violence brings more violence. Someone, if he feels strong, he have to break the circle. How do I break the circle? by humanize the conflict. There's people, some that you can't just go and kill people. Revenge, this is not the way. Revenge creates more hatred. This is something known, and it's no use to try to force the Palestinian to live all their life under occupation. It's impossible. History taught us this is not the way. Every human being deserves his freedom and his own sovereignty. And so this is human rights. I believe in human rights. People are equal. What I want for my people, for myself, the other have to have the same. That's what I'm doing. Trying to keep the flame of hope for me and for my family, what left from them.
What does give you hope? What kinds of things?
I still believe in human being, that everybody wants to live in peace and try to improve himself, to get better life for himself. This is something everybody wants for him and for his family, for his people, a better life. And the only way to get it is, I think, it's not by violence, not by force, only by dialogue. Empathize the other. Listen, try to answer for his needs. Let him listen to you very deeply and with understanding. Not everything can... Sometimes you don't agree, but you have to understand the other. This is the first thing. Not say, there's no one to talk to. They only want to kill us. Some Israelis say this, most the Palestinians say. So I don't believe. I want to break this cycle. I do my best when I'm meeting Palestinian in children, and we talk to them. When Palestinians meet Israelis in schools, in lectures that we give. Like I said, we try to humanize the conflict. And the hope that, I don't know, maybe by our work, we save one life, I don't know. Maybe someone that I meet, he won't join to the Hamas or something. I did something. I don't have big hopes, small thing. I do my best. I don't have the privilege to lose hope. I have 3 daughters. And Gretchen, they're watching me, wants to see there is life behind this tragedy. So I owe them this hope. Although myself, my life is gone. Like, it's normal when someone loses parents, you know, this is the way of life. Then all your past is behind you. But when you lose a son, you lose the future. You don't see the future anymore. And it's not easy. It's not easy to wake up and all the memories come out and so on. But I found relief by working with bereaved families. They understand me, I understand them. So it's easy for me to work with the parent circle.
What are your feelings about Israeli-Palestinian reconciliation? Email us at radio@maryknoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org. Just click on Contact Us. You can call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. You're listening to Voices of Our World.